From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Obama administration is announcing a huge milestone in combating the Gulf oil spill. The head of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, Jane Lubchenco, released details just moments ago.
The vast majority of the oil has either evaporated or been burned, skimmed, and recovered from the wellhead, or dispersed. And much of the dispersed oil is in the process of relatively rapid degradation.
But NPR's Richard Harris says there are a lot of unknowns.
But the story isn't quite so simple. Up to 50% of the oil could still be in the water in some form. It's gradually being eaten by microbes, but nobody can tell how fast that's happening. The report says about one quarter of the oil dissolved or got dispersed in the Gulf, and another quarter of the oil could still be out there in the marshes, lurking in the shallows, buried in the sand, or otherwise still clearly present in the environment. As for the hundreds of skimmers out in the Gulf, the government figures they collected just 3% of the oil. And the 400-plus deliberate fires set on the oil, they consumed only 5%. Richard Harris, NPR News.
BP has already pumped mud down the throat of the ruptured well to stop its oil leak, and it appears to have worked so far. But retired Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says the operation doesn't stop there.
The discussions that are going on today between the science team down in Houston and the BP engineers are regarding whether or not we should follow up the mud that has been put into the wellbore with actual cement. And the discussion around that revolves around what we think the status of the drill pipe is.
Thad Allen, the government's point man on the oil response. In other news, a federal judge is set to release his opinion on whether same-sex couples can be legally married in the state of California. As NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports, it's been a long process.
After more than 6 months of deliberation, U.S. District Chief Judge Vaughn Walker will release his ruling on the constitutional validity of Proposition 8 sometime between 1 and 3 this afternoon. After the state Supreme Court ruled that same-sex couples could marry in May 2008, voters passed Proposition 8 in November. It was a ballot initiative restricting legal marriage to one man and one woman. Walker is an appointee of President George H.W. Bush. He oversaw a trial that lasted more than 2 weeks in January of this year, where he heard dozens of witnesses for and against same-sex marriage. His decision is expected to be challenged immediately by whichever side he rules against. That appeal will go on to the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals and probably on to the U.S. Supreme Court after that. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
A jobs bill is advancing in the Senate after Democrats managed to avoid a GOP filibuster by a vote of 61 to 38 today. Moderate Republicans Olympia Snow and Susan Collins of Maine cast the key votes. Last check on Wall Street, Dow's up 22 points at 10,658. You're listening to NPR News. New York State is poised to change where it counts prison inmates when drawing political districts. As North Country Public Radio's David Summerstein reports, supporters are calling the move a victory for equal representation.
45,000 mostly Black and Latino inmates from New York City are currently counted in the census as residents of the rural white towns where they're imprisoned. But as prisoners, they can't vote. Peter Wagner of the Prison Policy Initiative says that skews the principle of one person, one vote.
It sounds really obscure, but this quirk in the census actually changes how our democracy works and changes some of the legislative decisions that are made.
It will change for the 2010 census under a bill passed by New York's legislature last night. If Governor David Patterson signs it, New York will become the largest state to count inmates at their home addresses for redistricting purposes. Maryland became the first last spring. For NPR News, I'm David Summerstein in Canton, New York.
Investigators are trying to figure out what caused a plane crash outside Deer Valley Airport in North Phoenix today. Authorities say the pilot of that small aircraft was killed. Witnesses report hearing the plane's engine sputter before it crashed into a building near the airport. A group of American billionaires is pledging to give away at least half of their wealth. 40 of the country's richest people have pledged to donate much of their fortunes in a campaign spearheaded by investor Warren Buffett and Microsoft founder Bill Gates 2 months ago. But Buffett had been promoting this initiative since 2006 when he decided to give 99% of his fortune to charity. At that time, he was worth about $44 billion. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.
Support for